interview segment here on the SVI Radio Network. Joining us live via Zoom today is Peter Obermueller. He is the president of the Petroleum Association of Wyoming and talking oil and gas leases across the state today. Good morning, Mr. Obermueller. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, Duke. I'm well. Thanks a lot for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you joining us. And, the natural resources industry in Wyoming. And of course, you've got a pretty good insight on how things are there. And it's been in flux for a number of years, as our listeners may know. So, Mr. Obermueller, maybe let's just start with a current snapshot of what things look like right now in Wyoming when it comes to oil and gas leases.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Duke. So it's been quite two, three years for the oil and gas industry in Wyoming, and it doesn't show any signs of smoothing out anytime soon. So where we're at right now, just the level set, we've got 16 rigs running in the state right now, drilling for oil and gas, including three rigs running in Sublette County for gas production. As your listeners, I'm sure know, I mean, I went yesterday here in Cheyenne to fill up my little Jeep. It cost $84, and that's pretty stunning. So I know that everyone's kind of wondering what's going on with that, and what can Wyoming producers do to help that out. So we'll have to talk about that a little bit in terms of leases. You asked, Duke, we've got quite a few leases, over 7,000 leases in Wyoming that are actively being drilled and produced right now. And then there's about 4,000 or so leases that are not being produced. And that's kind of garnered some headlines, as you know, that there's these so-called unused leases. But I think you know, and you folks know, but it's important to remember that You don't get a lease and then drill the next day. I think people sort of think you get a lease on Monday, you drill on Tuesday. It's quite a long process once you get a lease. That's just the very first step. And you have to go through all of the environmental analysis and all the permitting and all of that. It's a years long process before a lease can turn into production. And then, not the least of which is that there's about 2,000 or so of those leases that can't be produced on because they're being litigated by anti-fossil fuel environmental groups. So it's a little bit of exaggeration going on when they talk about these so-called unused leases. We actually have the highest percentage-wise lease use in Wyoming historically. Right now, it's at about 74%, 73%, something like that of lease usage. So we're out there, we're drilling. Sure, could do more. Hoping that we can do more. But it's not as though we're not out there in the field drilling right now.
Yeah. Mr. Obermueller, how do those numbers compare to 2018, 2019, kind of the pre-COVID? Are things starting to catch back up to that, or is there still a long ways to go?
Yeah, they are catching up, Duke. It's been disappointingly slow for a number of reasons, but basically in January of 2020, you know, right before the pandemic closed everything down, we had about 30, 31 rigs running in the state at that point, and I mentioned we have 16 now. So, in July of 2020, we dropped down to zero rigs running in the state. That's the first time that has ever happened since Wyoming became a state. So that was dark days for my folks, and a lot of layoffs and all of that. So we've come back about halfway in terms of rigs. We've come back about a little less than two-thirds in terms of production of oil and gas. Interestingly, just new numbers just came out yesterday on gas production there in western Wyoming, and it's really, really ramped up in the first 2 months of this year, a big spike, which is great news with those three rigs running. So we've got a ways to go, but it's certainly better than zero.
Peter Obermueller, president of the Petroleum Association of Wyoming. So the current trend then, if I'm understanding correctly, is that things are getting are going the way that I think the state would like them to go in terms of production. Is that correct? A correct assessment based on what you've said?
Yeah, that's right. And the interesting thing about oil and gas production is particularly with the new technology that's allowed us to access all these resources in Wyoming, is when you first drill a well and you complete it and get it going, the production from those wells is really, really strong. and then it drops off. They call it the decline curve. It just declines in production pretty quickly after that. So if you have a gap of time when you're not using a rig and not drilling new wells, then you can't keep up with the decline that happened, after that decline curve. So that's where we are right now. We're sort of flat, particularly in oil production, because even though we got rigs running, we had such a gap in there that we have to catch up to that decline curve. So it's troubling for people. They look at the production, they see that it's kind of flat since the summer of 20 or in 2021 through now, and they're wondering what's going on there. Well, we got to keep rigs going, keep rigs, stand up new rigs in order to catch up with what happened after that shutdown.
You know, Peter, one of the questions I'm sure a lot of our listeners have on our minds right now are the policies of the current presidential administration and the impact that those have on production in Wyoming, especially when you compare it to the pre-COVID under the administration of President Trump and those years. What is that impact in the real data that you look at? Are the policies currently impacting production in a negative way?
Yeah, well, they're not helpful, Duke. I mean, candidate Biden, of course, made it very clear that his intention was to end fossil fuel production on public lands. And you know, in Wyoming, and all your listeners out there know, about half the state is surface of the state is owned by the federal government. But what you may not know is about 70, a little over 70% of Wyoming's minerals, the subsurface, is owned by the federal government. There's really nowhere in Wyoming you can drill for oil and gas and not be touching federal land or minerals. So we essentially need their permission to do anything. And when you have a federal government that is openly hostile to production on federal lands, it chills interest in investing in Wyoming. It chills interest in moving expensive rigs and people to Wyoming in order to do the work. And so that's why you see, the return from demand. You see it going faster in places like Oklahoma and Texas and North Dakota, where it's private lands and the federal government doesn't have quite as much say as they do here. So, it's headwinds for us for sure, but, we're resilient. We'll push through it and try to do the best we can in the face of it.
Speaking with Peter Obermueller this morning, he's the president of the Petroleum Association of Wyoming. You mentioned the prices and how much it costs just to fill up a vehicle right now and the impact it has on households, let alone trucking companies and those that travel and are in that industry. So in your opinion, what is the biggest reason for these incredibly high gas prices? And what can and what is maybe being done to bring those back down to more reasonable levels?
Yeah, the biggest reason, honestly, it just goes back to your basic, high school economics. So supply and demand. We just, we had the biggest demand crash, in anyone's memory in 2020. And then it started to ramp back up, and then ramp back up really quickly, in fact. And it was difficult for members with all the supply chain issues, workforce issues, and difficult for the operators in Wyoming to ramp back up quickly. So now we just have this high demand and then a low supply that was made worse by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And so the supply, had a shock there too, particularly in Europe. And so we have this situation where our supply just cannot meet demand, and that's what increases prices. So, when you go down to the convenience store and fill up your car, about half, a little bit over half of the price that you're paying at the pump is a result of the price of a barrel of oil. And then the rest of it is, transportation costs and marketing and any of the, and all that sort of thing. So it's, the biggest driver is the price of a barrel of oil. And a lot of times what retailers do is they buy in big volume. And so they may buy at a pretty high price because they have to. And then the price of oil starts coming down. Like today I see we're down below 100, which is probably good. But the gas stations down on the corner, they have a big supply that they have to sell that they don't want to sell at a loss. So that's, it's basically why you'll see prices go up pretty fast and then drop kind of slowly. I get it. It's frustrating. I'm as irritated as the next guy. But the best that we can do in Wyoming is to just put our heads down and push through these regulatory headwinds and get as much production as we can get going to help that situation.
We hear quite often the term corporate greed with this and it kind of gets political, of course, at times, but saying that it's the production company's fault and they're trying to basically rip off the consumers and jack up the prices. Do you see any validity in that corporate greed comments?
No, I don't. I think that's absurd. And then it was really highlighted yesterday in the hearings out in Washington, D.C. on it, where you've got, a group of members who, just 2 years ago were demanding that oil and gas companies stop producing in order to, make sure, in order to deal with the climate change issue. And then yesterday, just demanding that oil and gas companies produce more. So it's pretty disingenuous in my opinion. But basically, if you look back at 2020, most of the companies, particularly in Wyoming, they lost significant amounts of money, laid off people, had to merge, bankruptcies, those sorts of things. And, if they had the ability to set the price the way some people think they do, I don't think they would have let it get to that point. Their oil and gas companies in America in particular are what we call price takers. They're not price makers. They take the price that is set on a global market and do the best they can with it. So right now that price is good. And companies are making profits off of that, which ultimately is a good thing in terms of jobs and revenue for Wyoming. But it goes the other way too, like it did in 2020, where the losses are significant and people's livelihoods were at risk and in some cases ruined.
Peter Obermueller, president of the Petroleum Association of Wyoming. Peter, we could talk on this much, much more, I'm sure, and dive into this even deeper. But I guess just a final question. We hear this a lot, and we're going to hear it a lot more in the coming months as we head into the campaign and election season. But, of course, energy independence and where Wyoming and where the nation should be with this energy production. Just give me, if you could, maybe your thoughts on becoming energy independent. And what Wyoming's role could play in that possibility?
Yeah, well, Wyoming could definitely play a big role in that. I mean, we are we are a global player when it comes to oil and gas production. We have over a trillion barrels of proven oil reserves in Wyoming, and we have over 17 trillion cubic feet of proven reserves of dry natural gas. And, look, if we're allowed to do it, if we're allowed to play in the arena, then Wyoming can be a big part of it. Particularly, I mean, for your folks over there in western Wyoming, it's really important because the gas fields in Sublette County have a real competitive advantage because they're drilling for gas. Their whole purpose is to drill for gas, and that allows them to focus on things like emissions reductions and those sorts of things that make the gas that comes from Wyoming the most sustainable source of natural gas in the world. And if we're allowed to be in that space, then we can domestically, and at least in North America, but in a big way in Wyoming and domestically, we can produce what America needs.
Mr. Peter Obermueller, president of the Petroleum Association of Wyoming. Peter, thank you so much for your time and your insight on these issues that are impacting all of us. Anything we missed that you'd like to mention before we close?
Just really grateful for the opportunity, Duke. If folks want to learn a little bit more, our website is pawyo.org, pawyo.org. And hopefully I can come back and we can chat more.
It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on the SVI radio network. If-